Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Forget about climbing Mount Everest or Annapurna or bicycling through the Sahara Desert. You're crying out, "God, just help me get through this day." Hey, if that's how you feel, you are not alone. You have lots of company. But when you really are under a heavy load, frankly, you're not much concerned about the passenger three cars down from you. You want help with your load now. That's the way it is in life. But God knows that. When Paul wrote to families in the Greek city of Colossae, he told them that whenever he prayed for them. In this prayer, he asked that they would be, here it is, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that they might have great endurance and patience and joyfully give thanks to the Father. Talk about something practical. Now think about it for a moment. He didn't ask God to remove their burdens and troubles, but rather to strengthen them with his power so they could have endurance and patience. And, oh yes, one more thing, give thanks to the Father. Talk about practical guidelines for living. You have them right here in Paul's prayer. Human nature, though, being what it is, we usually ask God to take away the burden, the difficulty of finding help for your children while you work, the boss who's a pain in the neck, the challenge of making ends meet because there's too much month at the end of your money. God, change my circumstances, we usually ask, thinking that if he comes through by taking away our problem, we will be happy and joyful. Not necessarily according to what Paul said. God, he really prayed, strengthen them with your power, so they can have endurance and patience and even be thankful in the process. Perhaps you recall the very touching incident in the Olympics of 1992. It involved a British athlete by the name of Derek Redmond. In the semifinals of the 400-meter sprint, Derek tore his hamstring, then he collapsed in a heap on the track. Immediately, it was all over for him. For a moment, he lay there, stunned and in great pain and agony. But slowly, he got to his feet and began dragging himself toward the finish. There was no chance of his being competitive, just why not quit? Then his father, thinking that his son was trying to get off the track, came out of the stands and ran to help him. Putting his arms around his son, he started to help him leave. But no, Derek Redmond wouldn't quit. Half walking, half crawling, he began dragging himself toward the finish line to the thunderous applause of the crowd. I often think that is the way God's Holy Spirit responds to our needs when we resolve that by his grace and strength, we will trust him to take us through the problem that confronts us. Some, unwilling to face the test, do quit. But when you reach out for the Father's hand, you will feel his strong arms around you, helping you to not only get through the day, but to press on and to finish the course. Yes, God, give us patience and endurance. Help us to learn to thank you for your strength and help. Give us stronger backs and greater resolve. But most important of all, help us to trust you for the strength that we lack. Help us to walk through the darkness, realizing we are not alone, but that you will walk with us even when we cannot feel your hand. There are times, friend, when you have to trust the Father's heart, even when you cannot see his hand or feel his presence. Long ago, Jesus gave the promise, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we may say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?"
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.